Welcome to Chain Reaction by Capital Copilot, your daily dose of the latest in cryptocurrency news, market insights, and blockchain trends. Let's get started. ICP led a weekend surge, advancing 21.4%, and Uni added 7.6%, but Polkadot lagged slightly, while Stellar gained 1.4%. Therefore, the CoinDesk 20 index rose 3.3% to 3,118.36. 19 of 20 assets ended higher. MicroStrategy acquired 1,045 Bitcoin for $110 million, funding the purchase with preferred stock sales and raising total holdings to 582,000 Bitcoin. Bitcoin traded near $107,000 this morning, and futures open interest fell 15%, creating a cluster of short positions above $106,000 that may signal a reset. Unexpected security fixes were as surprising as discovering a hidden warp zone in Mario Michael Saylor dismissed quantum computing dangers as marketing hype and pointed out that software upgrades will protect Bitcoin decades ahead. Adam Back at Blockstream agreed that quantum risk is real but far in the future and recommended integrating Schnorr signatures and other quantum-resistant cryptography without rushing upgrades. Ethereum spot ETFs logged 15 straight days of net inflows totaling over $837 million since mid-May, while Bitcoin ETFs saw $1.2 billion in outflows in the first week of June. CoinShares and SocoValue reports show investors rotating into Ether products amid policy uncertainty on interest rates. Second round US-China trade discussions in London lifted Solana by 2.4% to stabilize above $152, and Hong Kong equities hit their highest since late March. Bulls track key resistance at 154.79, but core inflation data due tomorrow may sway sentiment. Coinbase reduced account freezes by over 80%, but users still report months-long access problems driving interest in non-custodial wallets. Pi Network mainnet users found empty wallets despite KYC completion, and the foundation moved over 276 million Pi coins on-chain without clear rationale. On Sui Cetus, liquidity pools have largely recovered after a $223 million exploit, and legal action is underway. Turnkey raised $30 million in Series B, led by Bain Capital Crypto, to grow its API-based wallet infrastructure team. OpenLedger committed $25 million for its OpenCircle launchpad to fund AI Web3 startups, and the blockchain group kicked off a €300 million at the market share sale with Tobam to expand its Bitcoin treasury. OpenSea OS2 upgrade drove a 44% rise in monthly users after 2 million non-fungible tokens moved in April and May, but volumes remain below prior peaks. Bonk Arena launched a pay-to-spawn win to earn shooter on Solana, and FIFA rivals will hit mobile on June 12th with Adidas-licensed digital kits. House Bill HR 3798 would codify a US strategic Bitcoin reserve targeting 1 million coins under presidential waiver, only while Robinhood Crypto called for accreditation based on knowledge not income to democratize tokenization. Ripple opened $200,000 in XRPL grants for Japanese startups, chromeding four events through next spring. Observers warn Shiba Inu burn rates tumbled over 60% testing support near 0.000012, and technical analysts eye an XRP breakout toward $3.8, and Doge may still aim for $1 in its next impulse. That's a wrap for today's edition of Chain Reaction by Capital Copilot. We hope you're feeling more informed and ready to navigate the cryptoverse. Until next time, keep your digital wallets ready. This podcast is automated by artificial intelligence and is for information purposes only. Nothing stated constitutes legal, tax, investment, or financial advice.